episode or segment that we call Hot Tops, the bottom with a clock in its walls.
This week in Hot Tops and the Pips.
Sure.
All right. So this week in Ollie Hot Tops and the 40 Bottoms. This week in Hot Tops and Rachel Gaster.
God damn you. Oh my God.
You know, just one for the 18.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
This week, in terms of trash, this is a segment that we called Hot Tops and the Blowfish. First and foremost.
Like it. I'm on edge right now, just in case you decide to yell at me.
No, we're taking a break from that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're never doing it again.
Sure we're not.
That was the last one.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This week in Yo Hot Tops and a Bottle of Rum.
Okay, that's clever.
So this week in The Mess, a.k.a. Hot Tops and the Olympians, the Sea of Bottoms.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is fancy.
This week in Hot Tops and the Verse Bottom Prince. So tonight, live in our messy segment called Hot Tops and the Bottom on Fire. I don't know, whatever. Or the fire bottom. So.
See, this is what Charlamagne be talking about.
Ridiculous. Why you wanna know so much about bottoms?
Don't start. Here y'all fucking go.
This week in Diary of a Wimpy Top.
Okay.
You know,
what are you going through?
All right. So this week in 50 Shades of Tops. Okay. So this week in A Wrinkle in Bottoms. A Wrinkle in A Wrinkle in Tops. A Top in Wrinkles. A Wrinkled Top.
Keep going. Whatever. It's fine.
Where to begin?
Wrinkling verse. Now you got me on this bullshit. I didn't.
Moving things right along.
Okay, okay.
To the Hot Tops Catching Fire. Get it? Because
I do get it.
All right.
No, I get it.
Cool. I just I didn't know. Whatever. This week on Hot Tops, Ready Bottom One. So this week in Hot Tops and The Catcher in the Rye.
You get it, like, that is so nasty.
And also like Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, no, I get it. So mad at you.
This week in Hot Tops of Bottoms and Men. First and foremost.
You.
This is a segment called Hot Tops, Pride and Prejudice. Get it? Because that's a book, Pride. And then.
Yeah, no, we get it.
So. What to call it this weekend? And Hot Tops.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. What is that fucking stupid-ass book called? I know that this... What is that book called?
Now I want to know.
Damn it. I can't remember the book. It was the Dr. Seuss book. The Dr. Seuss book about pollution.
What?
The Dr. Seuss... And it's a movie...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I lost
about.
It. Pollution. It wouldn't even be funny anymore.
Well, now I want to know what it is.
I do too. The Lorax. That wouldn't have been funny. Have I done The Cat in the Hat?
You are now. Let's do The Cat in the Hat.
Hot Tops. And The Cat when
you,
in the Hat.
You know, the double entendre.
I've always loved that word.
Of course you have.
Let's move on to our messy segment. called Hot Tops, and The Life of Pi.
Okay, I like it.
Sure. All right, so folks, let's move on into whatever is about to happen in a section we call Hot Bottoms and the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Get it, because we...
Yes, because y'all starve yourselves all day.
All right, so this week, in a section called... I have one of two great choices, I feel like. Hot Tops. Mm-hmm. Holes.
Really? And you are down. This fool took himself out with that.
It was me.
Not the beloved children's movie.
It was a book first. I've been going for just books.
Okay. All right. All right.
It was either that or The Bottom on the Train. But just the whole spoke to me. Well, all right.
I like The Bottom on the Train.
Tonight, in a section called...
Walk With
Hot
Me, Lord.
Hot Tops. And The Bottom with the Dragon Tattoo. It's never going to get old for me. I don't care. This week in Hot Tops, The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also known as Kivir's YouTube channel.
Sure.
Yeah, for the most part.
This week on Hot Tops, Bottoms in the Chocolate Factory.
Gross. And I know you did it on purpose.
Maybe I was talking about chocolate bottoms.
Sure you were.
Dark skin, brown bottoms like myself.
Okay. I'm sure you were, friend.
So, tonight in Hot Tops, Bottoms in the Chocolate Factory. Have I used that?
You have, but the Chocolate Factory reference will never be old. It's just so gross.
Of mice and bottoms and men.
Bottoms and men. Yo, write that down. That's a memoir title.
Well, this week in Hot Tops and the Lovely Bottoms, someone suggested that. I enjoyed it. So there's that. This week in Hot Tops, if you gave a bottom a cookie.
Really? With our children's classics. This is just how you do. It's fine.
Okay, so this week's segment is called Hot Tops, Bottoms and Hunger.
Because wow,
I feel like that just
right in.
Works.
It does. Great. Love
wow.
it.
Wow. That'll be an episode.
Look at how the universe just brings things together. What's up?
So this week in Hot Tops... Lemony Bottom and a series of unfortunate events.
Yes. A series of them back to back.
Because it's your business what you put in your Fleet Water. Hello?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you telling the girls to put a little lemon extract in that bottle?
Whatever you choose. You know what I'm saying? Whatever flavor you want him to savor. That's your business.
Your man likes a little...
Maybe mind. You know he's feeling a little citrusy.
Nope.
Maybe
see,
he got acid reflux.
I regretted it.
So then you go for vanilla.
I said it.
Some of the girls I hear use Listerine. You're a very brave sister.
Listerine.
I don't know what I'm talking
hey
about.
Hey now, that might not be a bad idea.
That sounds like an awful idea.
Why?
What are you talking about? Because Listerine is full of alcohol.
Right.
I should get like that. But then what are you doing?
But kill all the germs in your anus.
I don't think that you can just do that.
You can't?
It seems like it's going to be germy regardless.
Really?
I feel like it's just going to be a bacteria place.
I feel like you
place.
Probably have like an hour window where it's pretty clean.
Mm.
But the tingle, that'd be like putting Dr. Bronner's up your
hello?
Ass.
Hello?
That might not be worth it.
Now, bitch.
Dr. Bronner's, anyway, we always
we
get
haven't
way off track.
Started. This week, in a segment that we call Hot Tops, Journey to the Center of the Bottoms. Can't take credit for that. That was a suggestion.
Was
that
it
was a request.
Okay.
Someone wanted to hear it.
All right,
so
great.
This week on Hot Tops, the little bottom that could. Where to begin? So this week in our pop culture segment called Hot Tops, Ready Bottom One.
Don't do Ready Bottom. I don't think I did.
I like that one. That's a good one.
I did too.
Ready Bottom One.
You know, just
bottom two got to stay keyed up though, because you never know. Never know.
Bottom two might still be a Dwayne Reed. You know, I'm getting
buying
essentials.
That piss, pills and potions.
Yeah, you know what you got to do. All right. So this week in Hot Tops, the stinky cheese bottom and other fairly stupid tales.
Okay. I don't know this book.
You don't remember that book, The Stinky Cheese Man? This week on a section called, oh my gosh, I got so many great suggestions for this past week. Hot Tops. And the big comfy bottoms.
My favorite bottoms.
Well, moving right along.
Yeah.
To a section called Hot Tops and Oh, the Places You'll Bottom. First up.
Help us, God.
Right next, we have our pop culture segment, which is titled Hot Tops, The Bottom, The Verse, and The Wardrobe. And this week.
Oh my God. The bottom, the verse, and that closet.
Yeah.
Oh, the things that happen in that closet.
That's what I should have said. This week, in our segment called Hot Tops and the number one bottoms detective agency.
Shout out to Jill Scott.
All right, let's move into the pop culture segment of today, which is a segment that we called Hot Tops and the Magic Finger. So
it's always something ungodly.
Yeah. So into the mess this week in a segment that is called Hot Tops and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Bottom. So this week in Hot Tops, Unfuck Your Bottom. Where to begin?
How do you unfuck a bottom?
I don't know.
No.
How do you unfuck your brain? I don't know. Whatever.
Therapy.
Same.
Hard
there you
work,
go.
Medication.
All of those things.
Got you. Got you. Copy.
Well, that about wraps up today's Black Excellence. Let's just slide things on over into our pop-ish segment, which is called Hot Tops, No Country for Old Bottoms. First up.
It's the rule in the club.
I mean, isn't it? It's like
posted
a real,
right there
real
when you walk
thing.
In.
Yeah. On all the apps.
You better know. What's up?
Personally, I don't mind a little salt and pepper, you know?
I mean, me either, because them niggas be buying bottles. You need to quit bullshitting.
Like, what?
Right.
They've been through things.
They just want to take care of somebody.
We like to be at the house.
Okay. Yeah.
So, tonight, and, oh, I had a good one too. Hot Tops. Oh no, I did No Country for Old Bottoms.
Hot Tops and
green eggs and ham? No.
Green eggs and bottoms.
Ooh. Painting for Dummies.
Pantene, the color niggas? Or the hair niggas? Sorry, I said I was going to stop.
You think about, you know what, when you sober up and you think about Hot Tops painting for dummies.
I am pretty sober.
Alrighty, so let's just jump right into the program this week. Hot Tops, The Bottom of Habit. So today for our pop culture segment, Hot Tops, Ollie Bottom and the 40 Fleets. Where to begin?
Right, that's clever.
That's try clever as fuck. Spicy, you know.
40 you know, fleets.
Sometimes it's what you gotta do. With
it. I mean, the Navy reference as well. Like, I like it. You did a good job.
So, well, all right. Moving on to this week in Hot Tops, Children of Bottom and Bone.
Why would you do this?
Here we are, another week.
Oh, I'm delighted.
All right. Well, now onto our trash segment where things go south. This is Hot Tops, Chitty Chitty Bang Bottom. All right. That's going to be it for Hot Tops, the bottom with the clock in its walls. It's very important to keep that timing together. Yeah. You know, those walls got to know what time it is.